Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritz not here. Deep voice Luke in his spot. Thank you for listening, as always, on the radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app. If you're streaming live on YouTube, what's up, YouTube folks? Giving the finger, as I always do. What was I going to say before we get to deep voice Luke? Oh, just a reminder, if you're driving out there and you're, you know, not on a highway, take it easy. The kids are already out for Halloween. My wife got home 20 minutes ago. She said the neighborhood's already flooded. So
yep.
Kids, you know, we get out there early, drive safe, watch out. Don't, you know, we don't want any tragedies here on Friday. So make sure you're respectful of everyone out there with their kids. Top 5-5 is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With the deep-throated Mr. Nichols.
Oh, what?
What?
Jody called you deep-throated?
Yep.
Oh, that's not the same thing.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not at all. He said it at, like, I don't know, when the show was about to end in the overnight, and John Johnson was sitting right there, he was belly laughing for 5 minutes.
God. Oh, my God.
Not the same thing.
Yeah. You and Sassy Elliott maybe get... deep throat Luke.
I'm good with DVL anyway.
Okay.
The top five things that I am scared of. Starting at number five, it is working with Spike. For some reason, you just exude this nervous, like you say, like the tight energy, like there's always something that could go wrong, and then I just feed off of that, so then I'm nervous too.
Yep.
Like most of the time back here, my hands are incredibly sweaty and clammy. It's just whatever nervous energy you give off feeds right onto me.
Yeah, so I don't think, what you're feeling is not nerves, it is certainly...
And anxiousness.
We had an intense beginning of the meeting today as I was frustrated with a couple of different things. I like to have a good time. I think I'm a good person, but also I want the show to be exactly the way that I want it to be. And when it's not, and I know that energy can make your job harder, and I apologize for that, but also I am who I am. If it makes you feel any better, generally. Have you ever been in here with us? Maybe
no.
One time? Okay.
No.
So when you were doing it when we're on remote, you're usually good at it. I don't have any complaints. So you can, I don't want you to relax though. Because
trust me, I will not.
Yeah. As soon as you relax, you're going to screw something up. So, all right.
Even before the start of the meeting, just coming in, I'm just a generally nervous person. So that's also what it comes from. So the general nerves mixed with your nerves that I feel, it's just on 10.
Yeah, I'm a little intense. Yeah,
that's fine. That is what it is.
Yep, it is what it is.
All right. Number four is the things I'm scared of. Another NFL team coming in and offering a godfather offer to Howie Roseman. There was a rumor about him going to the Jets and getting possible ownership in the team and a giant contract. I think if the Eagles really have some kind of a dynasty here and go back to another Super Bowl, win another Super Bowl, and are, you know, always in at least the NFC Championship the next couple years, owners are only getting richer and richer. So they could say, I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of this team stinking. Let me offer just a ridiculous number to Howie Roseman and see if he agrees.
Yeah, I don't know what his salary is now. I would have to imagine it's pretty good.
Yep.
But yeah, if you were, I don't know if there are GMs out there making $20 million a year.
I have no idea what the best GMs
I don't
make.
Know. So I don't. Yeah. I don't know what GMs are making. So to that point, Luke, it definitely could happen, but it would take a godfather offer.
Yeah.
That's what it would take to get Howie Roseman to depart from the Eagles, in my opinion.
So, not to make you even more nervous, Luke, but here are the two things that I think about. As the new wave of NFL owners come in, and it's already started to happen in the NBA, a lot of those guys, like Josh Harris, those guys that came from finance, they're used to going out and buying the guy that they want in other industries.
Oh, yeah.
And that you notice here, you can complain about Doc Rivers or Daryl Morey or any of those things, Nick Nurse. All of those guys were the number one guy that everybody wanted.
Yep.
And what they think is, like, in their other fields, there aren't all these rules. They just go and they just like, how much does he want? Pay him. Because at the end of the day, it's a minuscule amount compared to the whole if it's the right decision.
Yep.
So that's the first thing. As the older owners go away and the newer owners come in, I think there's more chance of that happening because a lot of those guys were in finance previously. I think the other thing is, aside from the money for Howie Roseman, at some point, I just wonder if he's going to say to himself, I want to see if I can do it somewhere else. And maybe it's a bigger title. Maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it's a different sport.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a different sport.
Right.
But I wonder, he's right around our age, right? Maybe a little younger.
A little younger, yeah.
I wonder if he looks at the next 10 years of his career and says to himself, because if you stay here for a while, he's already won two Super Bowls.
Yep.
All you can do is, at a certain point in your head, you think, all I could do is diminish my legacy here. I've already won two Super Bowls, including the first one. Mm-hmm. I wonder if what goes through his head is, with the big offer somewhere, is I want to experience something different before, while I am still viewed as being the guy.
Does he want to own a team?
Yeah, that's possible too. Could he be part of an ownership group somewhere, you know?
So he's part of an ownership group, but he runs the team.
Right. Like,
because he's already running the team for the most part now here.
Sure. Well,
he just doesn't own this team.
I think of Bob Myers, right? So Bob Myers, you know, won several championships with the Warriors. At this point, he doesn't want to go be another general manager somewhere.
Right.
And the reason that he is in the position he is with the Sixers, Devils, Commanders, or whatever, is because it puts him in a different sort of class. And if he wants to go be an owner of a team or get the money to own a team. So I think all those things are possible. I understand the fear. I would bet that Howie Roseman doesn't just work for the Eagles for the rest of his career. Mm-hmm. You know, that he'll go do something somewhere else.
He is 50 years old. I just checked it.
Yeah, so
You have GMs in the NFL that stay around until their mid-70s.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Jones is 82, I think.
Well, I'm thinking more about his prime. You know, where he feels like he might want to move and do something else. And then, you know, if you're anything like me, you just, after a couple of years, you just go back and do an easier job. So maybe he comes back and he's, you know, assistant general manager. So, all right, what's number three?
Number three is what the neighborhood kids will do to Jack after getting organic gummy bears on Halloween. I know a lot has been made of it, but I can't imagine being a kid on Halloween, going from door to door to door to door, getting all the candies out of, like, all the Reese's. You know, you get the king-size candy bars at that one good house.
Yep.
And then you go to the next house, and you see an organic gummy bear or organic pack of fruit snacks. Yeah. I can't believe he's doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's absurd.
Well, and we've talked about it enough that we're certainly have put a spotlight on his house.
Well, he brought it up. No, he didn't have to tell us.
Believe me.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have.
Yes.
So there should be some repercussions for this nonsense. that he's doing. But listen, take it easy on the house if you do decide to egg it.
Yes, don't egg the house. Egg the house.
He just moved in there.
Yeah, make sure Jill and the kids are safe.
Yeah, make sure everybody's safe.
Yeah, maybe yell at them, you know. And you imagine the disappointment. You're the kid. You look in into the little bowl, and you see, and you're like, I don't recognize even what this is. You know, because the normal candy, they recognize the look of it. You know what Skittles looks like. Yep. You know what a Milky Way looks like. The Acorn Farms, and they're tiny little packs gummy bears. Yeah, they're not even good size.
If he did the thing where he put the bowl out and said, please take one, I think they would
They'd all be there.
Yeah.
So I just hope Jack's all right. But my number two thing that I'm scared of is AI taking over the world. Seen too many movies about it, iRobot especially. I don't need AI getting tired of us doing, you know, funny things with Elliot or random videos and one day kind of being aware and then realizing these people are dumb. We can just easily push them out of the way and then we become the rulers of the world. That's my number two.
Well, it's coming.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm gone by the time it actually takes over the world, but it's definitely coming.
Yeah, I've certainly listened to enough of the doomers who are afraid of it. And the one thing one guy said once, he was like, look, if you're building this somewhere, you got to have a kill switch on all of it. You know,
post button.
Yes.
Well, because what they were supposed to do at first when you're talking about this is, well, we can't connect it to the internet, right? Let's not connect it to the internet because then they have access to everything.
Right.
And what's the first thing we did? We were like, let's just put it on the internet. And not only that, let's just put it on everybody's phone too.
Man.
And there's no, almost like, there's no button somewhere where somebody can wake up, somebody important, and say, hold on, I'm reading the AI thing right now. It thinks that we're a disease and they're about to get rid of us. We don't have a kill switch. We just got to cross our fingers.
If you haven't seen Avengers Age of Ultron, watch it, because that's what could happen. It's not good. It's not good. I don't like it.
But iRobot. Did you say iRobot?
Yeah. Will Smith. Good movie.
Well, here's the thing, Luke. We're old enough. We already had a good life.
Yeah. That's why I'm scared.
Yeah, you got plenty of time left.
Yeah, you still got to live with this thing.
I don't want to be around for that. Maybe 100 years after me.
You'll be like,
the flying cars.
Well, it's going to be the computers are going to make you their slaves. You know, so just be ready. To serve your overlord, the computer.
I'm all right.
Yeah,
I'm all right. But my number one thing I'm most scared of, more than anything, Spike, you'll appreciate this, is Victor Wembanyama taking over the league and no one winning anything ever again.
Wow.
I could not be buying more stock in Wembanyama when he was drafted. I'm trying to buy more now. I really do think he could end up as one of the three best players ever.
Damn.
He is doing things that look so easy for him that nobody else can do. And he's only 21 years old. He's only 21 in his third season. In the next 4 years, he'll get at least one championship in the next 4 years. He is unbelievable. With more experience, more time, he gets stronger, whatever. He is going to be insane.
Well done. I'm a Wimby guy, too.
Yes.
I'm a Wimby guy, yes.
He's ridiculous. Right.
Can we go through a thought exercise with Wimby?
Of course.
Who is a player that is, you know, normal 6'6", 6'7", that you think has the same skill set as Victor Wembanyama? Who they're equal in terms of their skills.
Currently,
just a player who's as skilled as Wembanyama.
Jason Tatum.
Take Jason Tatum. Now let's make pretend you didn't know anything about Jason Tatum, right? Or make pretend you didn't know anything about Victor Wembanyama, but you did know Jason Tatum. And I said, what do you think Jason Tatum would produce if he was a foot taller? And you would say, if Jason Tatum was 7'7", he would score 50 points a game. He would get 25 rebounds. They would win every single game. Yet Victor Wembanyama is 7'7", and his numbers approaching 7'7", per Brian Windhorst.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
And yet his numbers are just like everybody else. He's 30-12, just like Giannis.
30-15.
Okay,
just Giannis is a generational player.
Yeah, but he does it every single game. Why is Wemby? Why has Giannis has only won one title? Why are his numbers? If I had told you that Jason Tatum would be a foot taller, you would think the league would break. And yet we have it, and he's just producing just like any other great NBA
he's
player.
He's just scratching the surface.
It's his third year, and he's 21. He's already
surface.
A better shooter than Giannis ever was and ever could be.
Okay.
He's averaging more blocks than Giannis. He's averaging about 5 blocks a game.
This dude is going to be the favorite to win the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year every year.
Every single year.
And he's
by
too tall.
Far
he's
the favorite for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The Wemby. Wow,
If he doesn't get hurt and he plays the majority of all of his seasons,
now that's
he
the one
could
that,
go down. Yeah, that's the one thing.
That's the one thing that could hurt him.
You can say that about every player, though. So what's the difference there?
What's the difference?
Well, it's his style of play.
Yeah.
And his size.
Puts him at risk
because it's so athletic at that size, it's not natural.
Right, I get that, but his skill set is so incredible already that he can just do whatever he wants, I think. So if he doesn't want to be as athletic, he can just go off and do whatever.
If he doesn't win at least 5 championships and average 50 points a game, his career is a disappointment. It is. I've seen plenty of guys get 30-12.
Put the right team around him.
Well, before he got hurt 2 years ago, Embiid was averaging 35-12-6. Mm-hmm. And he's a normal height and not some freak athlete like Wemby. Wemby, 50 a game.
Well, Embiid's not a normal height. He's 7'2".
Well, but center height.
Yes.
Normal center height.
Yeah.
And completely not even close to the athlete that Wemby is. I'm not saying that Wemby isn't good now. I'm saying that the slobbering.
Oh,
it's just got to stop.
It's so good.
Oh.
You see him when he dunked in, his feet were almost on the hardwood?
Yeah. Why isn't he
incredible.
Doing it every play?
He could be. One day he will.
Every play. Imagine if you were playing with little kids, you just dunk it every time. Why isn't he dunking it every time? Why is he trying to cross people over and fade away?
Right.
What's he doing? He's 7'7".
He's so good.
Yeah.
Because he watched Kobe.
What? Yes.
Yeah.
And imagine if I had told you Kobe was 7'5",
he would have 10 rings.
He would have 10 rings. He would score 60 points a game.
He would, yeah.
Nobody would have any chance. The Wemby thing is too much. It's too much. Wait for him to do it.
He's going to do it.
He will.
That's when you become Deep Throat Luke when you're talking about Wemby. this hour.
Oh, Lord.
This. Welcome to the show, people.
I gotta take the show seriously.
Yeah, this hour, good job, Lou. This hour is sponsored by Guy Dorn Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guy Dorn Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Wade and Chester, you're on WIP. Hey, what's up, Wade?
That was rough.
Hey, what's up, yo? What's up? Yo, now, it ain't, we ain't special because you tall, because you got Taco Fall. You got the other dude that played at Purdue and all that.
Taco Wimby Fall.
Wimby is special because he can do what he can do at 7'5". Just because you can make Tatum 7'5", he won't be able to move like that. Wimby is crazy. He the new age Will Chamberlain. Wimby's so good. I don't want him to get no better because it's going to be unfair. It's going to be like, oh, my God, Wimby going to win. Wimby going to win.
You're saying he looks like Will Chamberlain. Will scored 50 a game. Scored 50 a game.
And guess what? You just disrespected Will. But his career ain't mean nothing because you just said if Wimby don't score 50 a game and win 5 championships, he don't mean nothing. Will scored 50 and won 1 or 2 championships. So what's up with Will?
Well, and in fairness, Wilt's second championship, he was a role player.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, he was. He was. He was carried to a second championship.
He's got 2 championships. Come on, what's up with that?
He's got one real championship. Because here's the truth, is that Wilt cared more about his stats than winning championships.
Nah, Wilt cared more about setting that record over them 100 bodies, baby. Wilt was hanging with Tornado.
He was.
Yo, I ain't confident, though. I'm confident Wimby and Wilt. Listen, Tornado... How about Tornado get a show, right? Executive produced by you, Spike, and like on YouTube, and then it don't gotta be good production. It can be like bad, like camera acting and everything. It'll be funny, man, with him and everything going on. You do that thing with YouTube and stuff, and you get little punchlines and everything in it.
Oh, like a live action Tornado Shapiro, like a video?
No, like a sketch show, what they used to call me, called them series like Jamie Foxx and Fresh Prince and all that, like a sitcom, one of them little joints with Tornado Shapiro and everything. That'd be crazy on YouTube.
Well, get them all on there.
Oh yeah, get Tommy on there. All the
and everybody with WIP, you know what I'm saying? You go into it, do it like a little friend show. It'd be so funny, and with the bad acting and everything, it'd be great.
It's gonna be good acting.
No, I mean, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It ain't got to be quality production.
Yes.
Okay. I'm talking about that would make it funnier because it's the camera and the production and everything. But listen, this is why I call. I'm glad you did that belt thing. Yo, Spike, you like the meme with the Spider-Man when them 3 Spider-Mans pointing at each other. You hired Rob and everything. You done hired everybody, man. This is crazy.
I didn't hire Rod.
You might as well. You might as well say you hired everybody,
man. I did interview him. He was my first choice.
All right, then, so that's what I'm saying. Like, he got hired because of you, so that's the Spider-Man thing.
He didn't get hired because of me. He didn't get hired.
Yeah, endpoint. Stop. Come on, man. Cut it off. The endpoint helped with the what you call it. Like,
all right, okay.
What I thought, though, I like how you did that. Like, don't say that made me uncomfortable, but I like that. I like how you bring controversy to the show, and I like how everybody talk about what Spike did on the shows. It ain't just like, you know, people bring up the other shows and like, okay, they had this interview, and here go the interview from the afternoon. They talk about what Spike, like the beef. I'm loving it. The beef between WIP, everything. You need it, man. I learned something from where the Eagles winning. I ain't gonna hold you, dog. I might be on a boat with AJ. Man, it's boring, man. I can't go at it with the Cowboy fans because they stink and we know we dominated. I can't. Nobody want to argue because we the best. And I feed off, and I ain't gonna say I feed off of negativity, but I need something.
You feed off of it.
I need a little controversy.
But I don't want to be too negative, because negative, you know what I'm saying, it turn it up. And when you go low, I can go lower, baby. You know what I'm saying? I go around with the double. So what I'm saying is, like, another thing. Hold on, I lost it. Oh, okay. With Jack. You said Jack was a button pusher. Jack should be on the Mount Rushmore of producers with the guy that retired from
Joe Wagner.
Wagner, James Seltzer, and we can think of Jack and think about other people.
Oh, Seltzer's is a GOAT producer?
Yeah. Man, Seltzer's a GOAT, man. Come on, he a bulldog, man. He was right there if I played, man. He bite them ankles.
Turtle? Maybe put Turtle?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got to put Turtle up there.
Listen, though. This, Well, Jack did, like, Jack, the way he drunk, like, people didn't used to, the producers didn't used to talk. And, like, with Jack, I remember when Jack first started, he used to do the little ad-libs with the co-signs off the little machine. Ike ain't really like that, you know what I'm saying? Ike could be in the ring, he'd try to throw something off, and Ike like, yo, come on, chill out with that. And he had to grow on Ike, and then he timed it up. Everybody got his style, you know, they do them little ad-libs and everything. Jack put it on for these producers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Jack was the worst thing to happen to the new producers because now they all think they're Jack.
Yes.
Yeah. None of them shut up except for Deep Voice Lou.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. That's Jack put them on.
I know.
They chase. So that he's a trendsetter. Like, he really, like, come on, man. He did something special, man, in WIP.
I agree. Like, Jack's great. Yeah. Like, we're all, the three parts of our show are all necessary for our show.
And guess who did that? Guess who did that, Jack?
I did hire Jack. Yes, I did.
Yes, like, now let me cut it out. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Spike did not hire me. So
I did
he did not hire me.
Did promote.
But he put you with Marks and everything, made it all special.
He did promote. He did do that, though, yes.
I've been locked in since 2017. I'm going up on 10 years of sports radio, and I wasn't listening to sports radio, you know what I'm saying? But I remember it was Ike and Ike. And I used to see the signs. I'm like, yo, that's funny. Because Ike Reese, last name Reese, like Reese Cups, and then he do a show with somebody like Ike and Ike, so that's like the Mike and Ike Candy. I'm like, this man can't get his name away from Candy. So,
that's true, yeah. I didn't even realize that, yeah.
Yeah, like, I was like, but, I mean, I'm locked in now, you know what I'm saying? So you know what it is, you feel me? And I'm always listening, man. I don't always get in the call, but I'm locked in all the time, man. So it is what, hey, I want Miles Garrett.
Okay.
We can give up a... we can give up Nolan or somebody, one of them edge rushers, because he's going to take one of their spots. Anyway, right. And we got to pay all these people. We got to pay the two D tackles. Then we got to pay the, what's it called? So I'd say we get rid of Nolan because he's going to be more than Hunt. And we pay the D tackles. Hopefully we get some deals with them. I hope Carter messed up his money with this little actions he did so we can get probably a couple 20 mil discount. Then we get a discount with Jordan Davis. Get a Georgia discount. And we got Miles Garrett. And it's all popping. You know, the Cowboys trying to get Miles or the Bull from the Raiders. So we got to. Got to do some. They got the graphics.
Counter that,
they got the graphics. So we got to do what we got to do, man. Love y'all, man. Keep going, man. You know what it is, man. Keep
all right, strong. Wade.
And I love that trick or treating you doing, Jack. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's like the little pre furries, man. The people costumes. They got the little
pre furries.
Yeah, they got the little unicorns and the bluey and the Scooby.
Dude, Wade, are you okay? Man,
nah, man. I was drinking this coffee.
Oh, there it is. I knew it.
I got like five phone calls in me, man. You know I got to touch everything, man. I've been hearing everything. You know how I be. I'm gonna holler at y'all though, man. I'm gonna let get off the gang. I love y'all, man. Be easy, baby.
All right, Wade. Yep, love you.
Wow, a lot of topics.
That was a lot there, yeah. Wade doesn't normally come in that hot.
No, Wade came in firing. I do, man. The moment where we brought up the article to Broads, his face and the ensuing 5 minutes was so awkward and amazing that I'm never gonna forget it. I loved it. Now there are ways that it could have been less awkward, you know, but his reaction, his voice just kept going up higher and higher. You could tell that he was tight. And then at some point, you realized what he had said. Like, it really hit
you. It sunk in. I'm like, hold on,
And you were not letting it go. It was, and then him just leaving. I told him to finish Flowers in 50. He said he couldn't do it. He brought up the Sixers. Oh, my God.
That was the moment.
Oh, it was so good. All right, 215-592-9494. About a half hour left of this Football Friday show. If you'd like to get involved, we'll give you our weekend picks next. And the newest reason why Shohei Ohtani is a fraud, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem Healthshare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations. Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. They really let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. One final poll for you to guess on, Ike. Should Jack be forced to take a vacation day for only working 2 hours of the show from home, or is he just being a good dad? So the option, should take a vacation day, just a good dad. I mean,
I'll give him just a good dad.
I mean, fine. It's 53% should take a vacation day. It could be both.
What do you mean? They mean he should be charged with a vacation day?
Yes, of course he should. You can be a good dad and be charged with a vacation day. It should be both. He should have to take a vacation day. He didn't work today. He didn't do anything.
I barely heard him in that 2 hours.
Yes, yes.
What was he doing during that time?
He said he was sitting on the couch. It's the most insulting thing I ever heard. At least sit at a desk somewhere.
Or something. Yes.
Yes.
That's why he didn't want to have a video.
Well, and he said, by the way, when he asked me if this was okay, he said he would be on video. And then 2 minutes beforehand, I asked Luke, I was like, is Jack on video? I said, no, I don't think he's on video. And then before he left, he said, hey, I put up a bunch of Twitter questions. Oh, thank you, Jack. Oh, thank you, Jack. And Jack didn't tell Deep Voice Luke about the Eagles chant thing at the end.
Right. Yeah, just...
We had to figure that out. Thank Buzz helped out. Yeah.
Just took the day off.
Yeah, unbelievable. Wow. You want to get to your weekend picks here,
sure.
Ike? There it is. All right. Now, did Jack happen to give you our records so far this year? No.
Yes, I haven't.
Oh, right. Okay, all right. Okay.
So, Ike, you're at 17-15 on the year. Not bad.
Another 3-1 week last week.
Uh huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's not bad. Spike, you're at 14-18 on the year.
Okay. Mm. Was I 2-2 last week?
You were 1-3.
Okay.
That's tough.
It's worth mentioning.
Well, are you taking a loss with the Eagles loss? Yes.
Yes. It's worth mentioning I am taking one for the team then.
Yes.
Okay. And where's Jack?
Joe. Oh, no, he's 15-16-1. I saw the 16-1 and was like, there is zero chance. Jack is 15-16-1 on the year.
Okay, yeah. Well, Ike, you as 3-1 last week, you will go first.
All right, and we're doing four games because the Eagles aren't playing, so we'll pick an extra game.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do four. Keep it even.
All right, I'm going to need another one then.
All right, go ahead. Take your time. Here I go.
Take my time.
I'm rolling. All right. You know what? I looked at some of Costo's picks, and I was like, only one I disagreed with was his Broncos money line versus Texans.
Mm.
I don't know. Broncos a good team, but it seems like the Texans are starting to round into form a little bit. Couple wins over the last couple of weeks. Defense is playing well. I like the Texans at home -1 versus the Broncos in that game. Then okay. I'm going to go with my weekly favorite, the Patriots, -5.5 versus the and by the way, all my spreads have come from FanDuel. I got my numbers, my spreads from FanDuel. So Patriots -5.5 versus the Falcons. I'll take that one. Big matchup Sunday, Chiefs and Bills. Line is telling me something. Chiefs -1.5 in Buffalo. That tells me they think the Chiefs are really better than the Buffalo Bills. I'll take the Chiefs -1.5 versus the Bills Sunday. And one that I don't feel necessarily clean about throwing out there, but who gives a damn? This is about winning. I got the Cowboys -3.5 versus the Cards.
You disgusting. I thought you were a Philly guy. You are not a Philly
guy. I
got
the Cowboys -3.5.
Unbelievable. Well, I just thought of my fourth. So I have
Deep Voice Luke, are you recording these?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right. I'm taking the Niners -2.5 at the Giants.
Okay.
The Giants, now they don't have Scataboo. And
they ain't got nothing.
And I know the Niners, look, it's going to be Mac Jones again. I don't think Ricky Pearsall is going to play, but I trust the coaching staff of the 49ers and the infrastructure there over just a trash team in the New York Giants. So I'll take the Niners -2.5 at the Giants. I have the Lions at home -8.5 over the Vikings. I'm sorry, J.J. McCarthy is absolute trash, and the Lions are on a mission. That is a lot of points to lay, I know, but I am taking the Lions -8.5 against the Vikings. I also have the Texans -1.5 against the Broncos. I do think that is a, I don't know, if it was in Denver, it would be a different thing, but it's not, so I am taking the Texans -1.5 against the Broncos. And I will take the opposite side of the Chiefs Bills. One, because I need to look.
Got to catch up.
I need to make up ground. I also, it would be good for the Josh Allen portion of the program to get the win over Patrick Mahomes in the regular season. So I will take the Bills as home dogs against the Kansas City Patriots. And what are Jack's picks?
Against who?
Not did I say Kansas City Patriots?
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs. Sorry. It's been a long week already.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Jack right. has three picks. I texted him about a fourth, so we'll see if that comes in.
Oh, he had texted his picks in.
Yes.
Jack has Bears -2.5. The Bears -2.5 against the Bengals.
Okay.
And then he's got the Chiefs -1.5 against the Bills, so he's with you on that. Like, and then he's got the Texans -1.5 against the Broncos.
Well, we all have that same side.
Wow.
On the
that's not
game.
Good.
No. That means bet the other side. Bet the Broncos.
He'll put another one in by Sunday.
All right. Well,
he'll put another game in by Sunday.
He has to submit it today. We have to submit it today.
No, but I don't know if he's going to text back.
You don't think Jack's looking at his phone?
I don't think so.
You don't think Jack's looking at
his phone? Well, he definitely is looking at his phone.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Pick a game,
is.
Jack. Yeah. Or it's a loss. It's got to come in by midnight or it's a loss. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Yeah, listen, man, it's a lot going on with this show, man. You got furry guys calling in. You got men lusting over men. You got all types of men calling each other boo and all that crazy stuff. I don't know what's going on with this show, but Ike, I need you to rein it in.
It has gotten out of control. It really has.
Yeah,
this
it's
week.
Been quite a week. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you, Spike.
I'm just here doing a radio show.
You might as well go and hang a rainbow flag up in the
studio. All right.
All righty. There you go. It's all good.
Hey, listen,
yeah. Yes.
Would I trade 3 first-round draft picks for Myles Garrett? Absolutely.
Yes.
I'd trade my mother for Myles Garrett.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't trade my mom for Myles Garrett. But
well,
yeah, that goes to show. I would trade.
She could have a nice life in Cleveland.
Yeah, well, she probably would.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Yep.
But, you know, I'm just saying how much I would want Myles Garrett here as an Eagle.
For sure.
I mean, I would trade 3 first-round picks and 2 players for Myles Garrett in a heartbeat. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, he's coming. He's going to be here. I got a feeling he's going to be here. I really do. I really do.
Man, can I tell you, if that trade happens, what a meltdown in a good way in Philadelphia if we add Myles Garrett to this team, just as the team's starting to come together.
Does Cleveland play this week?
Mm.
No, they're on a bye.
Ooh-wee.
Yes, sir. You have plenty of time for Andrew Berry.
And that means you have to worry about sitting him out this week or getting injured.
No. Nope.
So it's plenty of time to work on a deal to get Myles Garrett.
And look, he just signed the contract, but man, that quote after the game on Sunday when they asked him about his five sacks,
yeah,
and he said he would trade five sacks for a win. Mm-hmm. I understand why he signed the contract, right? Like, they offer you that sort of money, and it's the team that you've played for your entire career.
The draft that
you sign it, but it's a complete different thing when you got to go through some loser season again.
And how about this? Then he looks and sees the roster.
Right.
He's like, hold on. We still don't have a quarterback. Like, yep. this is going to be this way for the next 4 years.
Yeah, how's it going to change?
Cleveland can use those three draft picks.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, yep. They can utilize it and let this guy free
from
just purgatory. You know what I mean? Come here. Well, come to Philadelphia and come to a championship organization. Hey, Spike, listen, I got a problem here,
okay.
Right?
All right.
Now, I don't like how you are making a mockery out of the Sixers season.
I'm not.
Now, this is what I've come up with, right? I think that you're making a mockery out of the Sixers season because Joel Embiid's not leading the charge.
No, I'm not.
If it was him averaging 37 points and him being against center for this team, I think you'd be talking championship. But now you're talking about we got to celebrate cups.
Well, no. Here's why. Now, you said you weren't going to talk about Embiid.
It.
No. Well, I'm
talking about Embiid.
Okay.
I'm talking about the Sixers.
Okay. So I think you're looking at it in a different way. I understand why you think that's what I'm thinking. But the reason that I don't think they can win, the reason that I'm not thinking championship is that this team is not good enough to win a championship if Embiid is not in full form. I think Maxey's great. I think Edgecombe's great. I think McCain's great. But they are not at that level. So the reason that I don't want to talk about a championship is not because it's not Embiid, but if Embiid was at top level, if you have a top five player, you have a chance to win a championship. If you don't, you don't really. So I'm encouraged by them. And I think the biggest reason that I don't want to talk about that stuff is that I want to give the team a chance to grow and win and be fun before people start ruining the experience of it, but with expectations. They can't win the championship this year without Embiid being Embiid. They just can't.
I disagree with that. But I mean, you don't think that Maxey's a top five player in this league right now?
No.
I'm talking about right now.
No.
I mean, the league is cool.
That's fine. He's had a great week. He's not a top five player.
No.
And we've been through this.
What makes him not a top five player?
Here's the thing, Chuck, is that, and this is the unfortunate truth. Hold on, man. This is the unfortunate truth about what Maxey can be, is that when you look in the history of the NBA, the number of teams whose best player is a 6'1 guard that have won a championship, it's not a list. So Damian Lillard, let's talk about Damian Lillard, who was excellent, an amazing player, amazing. The best that team ever did, and pretty good team around him too, was a fluky conference finals run once. Mm-hmm. And Damian Lillard was an awesome basketball player. Totally awesome. If Tyrese Maxey is as good as Damian Lillard, amazing. I guess they are not, if their second best player right now is a rookie in Vijay Edgecombe, they're just not there.
But can't you add to that though? I mean, this is not the finished product. But I'm saying Tyrese Maxey has proven that he can score with the best of them. Why are you judging by his height? I've never seen somebody that's 7'2" that shoots 3-point shots win a championship either.
Well,
maybe one of those guys.
I don't know. Nikola Jokic 2 years ago?
Jokic is not, first of all, Jokic plays a different style of basketball.
You asked me a question and I gave you an answer. Chuck, how about this? You give me the long list of teams that have won an NBA championship when their best player is a 6'1" guard.
I'll take a conference
Give me the list.
Isaiah Thomas, okay? Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson never won a championship.
I said I'll take a conference final, and he never even made it to the second.
No, we're not. See, all right. I'm gonna hang up on you, Chuck, because you're making this about Embiid. I'm not. I asked you for the list.
What I'm stating to you is this: I'll take a conference finals appearance at this point.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Than anybody's ever done in 20 some years here.
That's not what we're talking about. I said I do.
Oh,
I would be.
God.
All right. Goodbye, Chuck. I don't know what anybody wants me to say. It's true. Tyrese Maxey is not a top five player.
No,
he's not
a top five player. No,
he's not. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's fine.
First of all, you got to do this for a whole year.
Yes.
Not just for four or five games. it's hard to go from. I don't think he's been all NBA at all yet, has he?
No, he made one All-Star team.
Made one All-Star team, and he
think
hasn't
one.
Been,
yeah.
Yeah. And he hasn't been all NBA.
No.
So it's hard to go from not making all NBA to being top five.
Like top five. All right. Giannis, better. Jokic, better. Luka, better. SGA, better. Steph Curry, better. Okay, there's five.
Yeah.
There's five.
He didn't even get into all the Jason Tatums and.
Right.
He's injured, but still, you know.
I didn't mention Wemby.
Anthony Edwards, Wemby.
Yeah,
you didn't even get into all those guys.
There's a lot of great players in the NBA, and if Tyrese Maxey can be top 15, that's what we're hoping for.
If you're one of those top, you make one of those all NBA teams, one of the three, you're a top 15 player.
Yes, and if you want to say he could be an important part, he could be the lead guard on the team, all those things are true. But to say right now that this team, as constructed now, without Embiid being Embiid, can win a championship, yeah. I'm sorry, I just don't think that that is a realistic thing. And if you go into it thinking it, look, if it happens, wonderful. But if you go into it saying that that is the expectation for this year, you're just going to wind up upset at the end. When they didn't, you're going to be mad at them. And I just don't think it's a realistic expectation unless Embiid rounds into Embiid form.
Well, you know what's going to happen from this, because this is kind of where Chuck is at. I could sense it. And he's not alone. Because there are people out there that are sort of anti-Embiid or frustrated with Embiid that they are so excited to watch this team play with these young players. Their thought process is, as long as he stays out of the way, the sky's the limit. They can go do great things. So his almost optimism that he has in the team is somewhat driven by the fact that he feels like it's a new era of a team playing.
Sure.
And so he wants to be optimistic. But you got to do this for a whole year. I'm with you. If you're talking about winning a title, you're not doing that without Joel Embiid.
Not as presently constructed.
Not on this team. Yeah. No. Like not with this team. Like you're not doing that. You need him as well.
Yes, to win a championship.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't want to make it, my whole thing on Embiid is I get it. Like, I do not have high expectations of Joel this year. Mm-hmm. I don't. If it happens, great.
You'll settle for the cup.
I will settle for the cup. The truth is that this team
mm-hmm.
can't win a championship without him doing that. And that is why I want to make this year, I want this year to be able to be exciting and a positive and a move forward without winning a championship, because I understand that the Joel Embiid thing could just disappear in a second.
Yeah.
You know? One quick thing before we get out of here. So I mentioned
text line.
Text line. 1 minute on this. Give me 1 minute on Shohei Ohtani.
All right.
So
disrespect another great.
Well, this was after the 18-inning game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to give context. The 18-inning game, Shohei Ohtani was a designated hitter and walked five times. He had nine plate appearances, but walked five. He only had four normal at-bats where he didn't walk. And I think he was...
Four extra base hits, too.
Yes. He was intentionally walked four of those. So it's not even like he needed a work walk. Okay. This is from Sports Illustrated. Ohtani kept ducking into the clubhouse between at-bats to make sure he was hydrated and to treat his fatigue. At one point, so haggard was Ohtani that he returned to the dugout wearing an alternate cap, one with the script D rather than the interlocking LA. A coach whispered in his ear, "Dude, you got the wrong hat." Ohtani spun on his heels and returned to the locker room to get the proper one. Okay. First of all, he doesn't even have to wear a hat because he doesn't go into the field. So it doesn't matter what hat he's wearing.
That's true. He's wearing a helmet.
Why is he haggard and fatigued? After designated hitter for like he was doing the same thing we were for most of the game.
Why has his hat changed?
Yes. Yeah, well, he's going into the clubhouse. He's so fatigued.
Yeah, he's put on a different hat.
He's so fatigued and dehydrated and haggard as a DH who walked five times.
Yeah, see, that's the whole, now we're propping up, we're trying to build up the story.
Yes, the legend of it.
The legend of it, yeah. Even I was like, huh?
Yes. And also, he was blind the whole game. And also, he was actually feeding the homeless in the clubhouse.
How did he get a wrong hat, though?
Yes.
How did that happen?
And who cares? He doesn't go into the field with the hat. It doesn't matter. He doesn't even have to wear a hat at all.
They don't wear hats under their helmets?
I don't think so anymore. No.
Everybody used to do that?
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore.
I'm thinking of Little League.
Huh? Yeah, Little League, you did it. So you could just run out to the field afterwards? No, they have somebody to bring you your hat nowadays. But he doesn't have to go into the field. All right, whatever. Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
And his backside.
Woo, boy!
Ike still describing Miles Garrett's physical features.
Yeah, I knew that was coming back to haunt me.
Yeah, for sure.
He was impressive.
Yep. Girl! Girl! What's next?
Dear Mr. Yagaroff, I'm running to alert you that Jack Fritz only worked half a day today and did so at home. Please let the executive team know and also send them my love. Sincerely, Bootlicking Spike.
Yep.
Joe and Drescher.
Yep. I'm going to let the corporate team know. I'm making sure he gets docked.
That's right.
Yeah. He gets docked a half day. Look, you work a half day. And saying a half day is generous.
That's true. Yeah.
Is generous.
Yeah, being generous.
Because Luke did most of his other work. All he did was turn on the Comrex for 2 hours. You know, so, all right, what's next?
Spike, whenever someone says the process was a failure. The process ended years ago! Spike, after the Sixers are undefeated because Embiid isn't allowed to play that much. Daryl Morey is the process. Mike in Havertown.
100%. I see no problem with any of that logic. It works for me. Yeah, all right. I don't even know what to say. It's correct. What's next?
I'll tell you what. It smells better than it normally does. Jack at home, not working in the same room with someone who doesn't wear deodorant.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no.
First of all, he doesn't work in the same room as me. Second thing, I don't smell. And third thing, if you want to talk about something that smells
seriously,
here at the station, it is Jack's little producer studio.
Booth, yeah, when he's in
not
there.
Not right now, though.
Yeah.
No, yes, because he's not in there.
Dude, his flatulence in that room is horrifying.
Yeah.
Sometimes I make the mistake of opening it to say something to him.
Me too.
Yeah, it's awful.
He didn't even say anything.
No.
He didn't say, I'll come out. It's like, you open the door looking at it, whoa, man. It hits you right in the face.
And there's computers. I'm sure the inside of the computers is rotted out because of the it's disgusting.
I've come in here after him producing sometimes.
It's awful.
It smelled bad.
It's awful. What's next?
What's good, playa? I see you, fam.
Sassy Elliot arriving at the cookout.
Arriving at the cookout.
Girl.
I see you, fam.
I see you, fam. What's next?
Man, I look great. I could get used to this. Broads dressing up as Spike for Halloween.
Oh, that's actually funny. Oh, man, Broads. Well, I'm just keeping a seat warm. What's next?
I'm not saying Spike is uber competitive, but after caller Kathy declared to camera the biggest bully of the station, Spike came in today and hit Jack with 2 shut-ups and even had another shut-up for Nick Costos. Tim in Newark.
Well, yeah, I got to be the biggest bully, too. Who's next tonight, D-Force Luke?
Buzz.
Oh, Buzz is hanging up there tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I get Buzz on the way home?
6 o'clock, Buzz.
Yeah, 4 hours of Buzz on Halloween night.
Oh, my God. That is.
What is he doing? His top 10 candies?
Yeah, he should. He should. On Halloween night, he should be doing candies.
This is the day you can waste that.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yes. Absolutely. All
right. What did John Johnson do tonight? He has to take a night off from candy, doesn't he?
Well, he works last night, not tonight, right? So he works Monday morning is his first one. So I bet John's not on tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Buzz is next. Beware. And we will talk to you on Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Whenever you're ready, No, stop it.
He's got to say go birds first.
DBL, you're working well today.
Yeah, it's okay.
Go Birds!
Get away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Eagles fly on touchdown 1-2.
1-2-3!
Let's go Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-A-G-A-E-S,
Eagles!
to this.
Crank it up.
Okay.
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
That was so bad.
Okay.
That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S Eagles.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S Eagles. Let's go, Bird.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.